All right, we're at the two dots on Tes Vav and Beis towards the bottom. Now dealing with the laws of when we need a court of 71 judges. So the Mishnah says, "Ain dan lois hashevet." You can't judge an entire tribe unless it's done in the court of 71 judges. Hashevet l'chatam b'mai. What is this tribe sinning with? What does it mean that the tribe is judged with 71? What difference is there if a tribe does a sin or if an individual does a sin? Capital issues go in front of 23. So the Gemara suggests, if you're going to say the whole tribe that violates Shabbos, they get judged by 71. Why? What's the difference if a whole tribe violates Shabbos or an individual violates Shabbos? The only time when Hashem makes a distinction between individuals who commit a sin or many people who commit a sin, that's in regards to idolatry. In regard to idolatry, if an individual commits the sin, he gets judged by the court of 23 and he gets stoned. And if a group, namely the entire city, commits the sin of idolatry, so then the city gets judged by 71, as the Mishnah says, and they don't get stoned, they get killed by sword. But that's between an individual and a city. They don't mention tribe there. But in all other mitzvos, is there any difference between a single individual or a group? All right, so that's what the Mishnah is referring to. When the Mishnah says you need 71 to judge a tribe, El B'Shevet Shehudah means if the majority of the tribe or the entirety of the tribe is doing Avodah Zarah. Mara says, really? The name of the Medina, the Rabban Dainele, if you have an entire tribe or the majority of the tribe worshipping Avodah Zarah, they have the status of a city, and therefore they get judged by 71, and they get judged with the punishment of sword. Come on, who's that? Like Lok Rabbi Yoshev, Lok Rabbi Yonasan. That's not Lok Rabbi Yoshev, nor is that Lok Rabbi Yonasan. The Tanya Melitian Abrai said, Kama Osin Irani Dachas. How many people have to be in a city for it to be Irani Dachas? A city that is worshipping idols. Me'asar ad me'a divrei Rabbi Yoshe. Rabbi Yoshe says, it's got to be more than 10 and less than 100. So from 10 to 100. So if it's 10, then already it's a city. If it's 100, it's a city. But more than that, it's already called a tzibur, a community, more than just a city. Right. And that's not Yoni Dachas anymore. And Rabbi Yonasan Omer Mimei Avaduba Shol Shebet. From 100 until the majority of the tribe. So you say, maybe it's Rabbi Yonasan. No, I feel Rabbi Yonasan Lokam Ela Ruba. Even Rabbi Yonasan only spoke about the majority of the tribe being an Irani Dachas, but more than the majority, Aval Kulo, but if it's more than the majority, all of the city, all of the tribe, Lo, it's not, doesn't have the status of Irani Dachas. Now, Irani Dachas, a city that's worshipping idols, is 71. But here, where's a tribe 71? So the tribe is 71 when they're worshipping idols. Understand, if all of the people of the tribe are worshipping idols, that's already be more than just the city. That's already be Tzibur, which already doesn't have the rules of Irani Dachas. Ella, so the Gemara says, Amar Rav Masna suggested. We're going to have multiple possibilities. What is the meaning of Shevet? What's the meaning of a tribe that gets judged by 71? Could be, suggestion number one, this Rav Masna, Binasi Shevet Shachata Askinan. We're talking about not idolatry. Okay, we dropped the idea of idolatry. We're talking about the Nasi of the Shevet. When the president, the leader of the tribe, commits any type of capital crime, maybe it's violating Shabbos, maybe it's adultery, murder, any type of capital crime, he gets judged in the court of 71. Why? This is one of the themes that we're going to see in today's daf and tomorrow's daf as well. Moshe Rabbeinu himself had the status of 71. Moshe Rabbeinu was like the 71 judges, because later, in Parshas Baaloscha, when he says he has a hard time dealing with the people, Hashem says, okay, take some of your spirit and add another 70 judges to you. That means Moshe himself is equal to 71. Because later, he creates the 71 from his spirit. But before that, it was just him. So he himself is 71. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu tell all the judges when he, in Parshat Dvarim, when he tells them again about what it was to appoint them? He says, Milo Amar Rav Adar Bar Ahava, didn't Rav Adar Bar Ahava say that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kol HaDavar HaGadol Actually, Yisro said, "Kol davar gadol yaviu elecha." Any big matter they should bring to you. So, what does it mean, a big matter? So Gemara explains. Rav Adar Bar Ahav explained that to mean dvarav shel gadol, any matter of a big person. Who's a big person? A nasi. So the matters of a nasi, the matters of the big person, should be brought to Moshe Rabbeinu. That means the matters of the nasi go to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is equal to 71. That means the matters of the nasi go to 71. So that's what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah says that a shevet, a tribe, goes to 71 judges. What do you mean a tribe goes to 71 judges? It means the capital issues of the nasi of the tribe go to 71 judges. Ulamar Rabbi Lazar. Ula says the name of Rabbi Lazar. Another explanation to the Mishnah. What does it mean that a tribe goes to 71 judges? If it's going to be a matter of idolatry, so we asked, why should an entire tribe go to 71 judges? They're no longer near any dachas. So Ula says the name of Rabbi Lazar. It's not referring to idolatry. It's not referring to capital issues of the leader of the tribe. Aliskin achlos. What happens when tribes are fighting about inheritance? My portion should be a little bit bigger. You took some of my portion. Utkizchilasa shel Eretz Yisrael, like the beginning of the division of the land of Israel. So when the tribes' portions were apportioned, it was done by 71. Matchilasa, just like initially when the land of Israel was divided up, as we learned in Masechet Basra. There was a role for the 71 judges. It was Moshe, and it was actually Yoshua, and Eleazar Kohen Gadol, and the 71 judges. Safkat, so whenever we deal with issues of the land, Shivim V'Echad, it should be 71 judges. That's the tribe issues. One second, if you're going to say it's like the beginning of the land, Matchilasa B'Kal Pivurim V'Tumim B'Chol Yisrael, there was lots. There was the Urim V'Tumim. They would ask the Kohen Gadol, who's going to get it now? And the Urim V'Tumim would predict, this portion is going to go to this family. And then they would pick the lots. And all the Jews were standing there. Safkan, so when you have a dispute amongst tribes about territory, it's my territory, says the Shimon group. It's my territory, says the Yudah group. So is it Kalpi Urim V'Tumim V'Chol Yisrael? Is it also going to be with a lot? Is it going to be with the Urim V'Tumim, is it the whole Jewish people that have to be there? Ella, so you have to reject this answer. Machvartik Rav Masna. Let's go back to the answer of Rav Masna, that the meaning of a tribe being judged by 71 is that the matters of life and death of the leader of the tribe is considered Davar Gadol, and Davar Gadol goes to Moshe Rabbeinu himself. That goes to the 71 judges. Ravina gave a second answer. Lolam b'shevet shehudach. Let's go back to the original proposal. We're talking about a tribe that's worshipping idols. That's why they have to go in front of 71 judges. You say, one second, but nobody says that if an entire tribe worships idols, they have the status of Yerni Dachas. Some say that a majority of a tribe could have a status of Yerni Dachas. Some said that 100 people in a tribe could have a status of Yerni Dachas, but more not. So how did you say the entirety of a tribe could be Irani Dachas? The answer is like this. So the Kakashilach, what you had asked, Medina de Rabim, Dainina Le, would we judge an entire tribe as an Irani Dachas, as a city that worships idols? The answer is in. Yes. Afagab de Katlinam Biyachid. It's true that the death penalty that they would get is going to be stoning if an entire tribe does it, unlike a city of Irani Dachas, where the death penalty is sword. But Beidina de Rabin Dainina Le, but the process in which we mete out the justice is that we judge them in the court of 71 and not in the court of 23. Why? Because what's the whole reason why Irani Dachas is in front of 71? Why does an Irani Dachas, why is a, who's that? Oh, I'm sorry. So why is a city that worships idols, why are they judged by the court of 71 and not by a court of 23? Because the Pasuk says that individuals go to 23. So it says that an individual goes to 23, but anything more than an individual has to be 71. Okay, so a city is more than an individual. A whole tribe is certainly more than an individual. So therefore, that has to be in front of 71 also. So that's what Ravina answers. Ravina says, really, we're talking when the Mishnah says that a tribe is judged in front of 71. So we asked, what type of tribe would end up in front of 71? A tribe worshipping idols. Who says that a whole tribe worshipping idols is an Ir Nidachas? No one does. Ir Nidachas either is at the most 100 people, or at the most the majority of the tribe. This is the entire tribe. No, so that's true in terms of the types of punishment. Ir Nidachas punishment, the sword. So sword would only be if 100 people, that city of 100 people are worshipping idols, or you know the majority of the tribe, a city of the majority of the tribe worships idols. Certainly not if the entirety of the tribe worships idols. They don't get if the entirety of the tribe worships idols, they don't get sword. They get punished with stones, with stoning. But they get punished by a court of 71. Why? Because Afa gav the katlina biyachid, even though they get the punishment that the individual gets, they did the rabbim daininale, who judges them is the court of an irani dachas, because Milo Amar of Chama Brabchanina Amar. Milo Amar Rav Chama Rabbi Yossi Amar Rav Oshia. Didn't Rav Chama the son of Rabbi Yossi say the name of Rabbi Oshia? The reason why Ir Nidachas, the reason why a city that's worshiping idols needs 71 is because the pasuk says Vohotzei Sa'asa Yishahu, and you shall take out that man. Oh, it's a Yishai or that woman to your gate being the place where you have 23 judges. So that's telling you, Ishvi Isha, if a man or a woman worship idols, Atamotu B'sharecha, you take them to your gate to kill them in front of 23. They get judged by 23 and killed by the 23. But that's to imply, Ish, Isha, a man, a single individual, an Isha, a single woman, go to 23. Atamotu Kola Yerkula L'sharecha. But if it's more than just a man or a woman. It's an entire city. You don't take your entire city to 23. You take your entire city to Jerusalem, to the 71. So, achanami. So, if the reason why you take a whole city to 71 is because they're more than man and woman, so certainly a tribe is more than man and woman, so a tribe has to go to 71. Ish v'isha atamotzi l'sharecha. Man and woman you take to your gate, you take to the 23. You don't take your whole tribe to the gate, to the 23. You take the whole tribe to 71. But the punishment that they get is not a punishment of Yerani Dachas. The punishment that they get is the punishment of stoning.
Rabbi, question. Did they have to have representation from each of the tribes in the 71 judges?
I don't remember that either,
but you think that you have to recuse. If Shevet Dun was the one that was doing it, they'd have to recuse themselves.
Same punishment. What's the difference? Then won't each person have to be judged individually anyway? Like, has it worked? The whole tribe gets judged. They have to prove that. Like Shimon was there, Reuben was there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they're getting the same punishment anyway. So how's it any different?
Who does the judging?
71.
Yeah.
So if I happen to do this thing in a larger community, then I go to a 71 versus a 23. Is the point?
If the entire Shevet does it, you go to 71.
They really slipped them all the way from one city to the 71 judges.
That's right. 71 judges, as we've seen before, with Zak and Mamre, they only have their power in the Beis Hamikdash, Makom Goren.
Right.
Place causes it. Then the Mishnah says another example of laws that have to go in front of 71 judges, Lois Navi Shekhet, to judge a false prophet. He claims his things in the name of God, and it's not true. He's making them up. So he gets judged in front of 71 judges. Minani Miliani, we know this, that the false prophet is judged in front of 71 judges. I'm Rabbi Yosef Chanina. Asya azad, azad mizak in mamri. It's a gzera shava. We have the word hazada in regards to a rebellious sage. Again, a rebellious sage is a man who, in his court, first rejected the majority. The court brought him up to the 71 judges. They told him, you can't reject the majority. The majority is right. You're not right. And he continues to go back to his town and issue rulings against now both his court and against the 71 judges. So he gets put to death. So zaken mamri is in front of 71. And Hazada here, it mentions Hazada, the same word. So here too, it has to be in front of 71. Smile on the Shivim Ve'achat. So just like over there, it said he's, in regards to Zaken Mamri, is rejecting the court of 71. Afkan, so too the false prophet is B'Shivim Ve'achat and the 71 judges. So Gemara says, 1 second, Hazada ki k'siva b'k'talu de k'siva. But when we talk about 71 judges with the Zaken Mamre, that means that the Zaken Mamre is put to death because he was against the ruling of the 71 judges. Right? Vaz v'ktala be'esem utlasu. Now, 1 second. Actually, in regards to Zaken Mami, the word Hazada was mentioned in regards to him being put to death. His being put to death, he's put to death by the court of 23. It's that the court of 23 is putting him to death because of what he said about the court of 71. Because he rejected the court of 71, the court of 23 puts him to death. But who actually puts him to death is a court of 23. So where do we see in Zaken Mamre that a court of 71 should be putting him to death, that we should say that a false prophet is put to death by the court of 71? Ela Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish gave a different source how we know that a false prophet is judged by the court of 71. Gamar des Gzeira Shava, Davar Davar Mehamra Asa. It says in regards to him becoming a rebel, the word davar. And it says in regards to a false prophet, the word davar. So therefore, both need 71. So one second. You're saying that the same way the Zaken Mamre's rebellion is the rebellion against the 71. And that mentions the word davar. And you have the word davar in regards to a false prophet. So that means that the false prophet gets judged and gets put to death by 71. So let's learn now Gzeira Shava of Hazada Hazada from Navi Sheker and say that the Zaken Mamre gets put to death by the court of 71. The same way the Navi Sheker gets put to death by the court of 71, the Zaken Mamre should be put to death by the court of 71. Answer the Gemara, no. Hazada Davar Davar Gamir Hazada Hazada Lo Gamir. You can only say Gzeira Shava if you have a tradition for it. So the Tana had a tradition linking the words davar from Zaken Mamre to Navi Sheker. And since the word davar in regards to Zaken Mamre was written in regards to his rebellion is in front of 71. So therefore, the word davar in regards to the punishment of Navi Sheker means that the Navi Sheker's punishment is in front of 71. But the word that appears in both in regards to punishment, hazada, hazada, there he didn't have a tradition that those should be linked, and therefore he couldn't say that Zaken Mamre needs 71.
Rabbi, this is just for false prophet.
Yes.
How about for false Moshiach? That they did, you know, there were like a few.
Yeah, but there was already
71 judges or three.
Presumably, if he claimed he was a prophet, we'll have to see what the characteristics of a false prophet are. But yeah, maybe. Yes.
We have the case of the tribe of Benjamin.
Good. Right.
What happened there? Were they judged by 71 judges?
Presumably, right? Sounds like it.
Surprising it didn't come up.
Yeah, that's right. It's an interesting point that wasn't brought up. Then the Mishnah says, "V'lo es kohen gadol al pi bezin shloshim ve'achad." A kohen gadol gets judged in matters, his matters, by the 71 judges. Minanimili, how do we know that a kohen gadol is judged by the 71 judges? That's the source. Amar avada bar ahava damar kra. The pasuk says that Yisro tells Moshe, "Kol davar gadol yavu elecha." Any great matter they should bring to you. In other words, dvarav shel gadol, matters of the great people go to you. Who's the gadol? Kohen gadol. The great gadol, the great kohen is the going gadol. So the Gemara asks Meisvei, I'll challenge you, but maybe davar gadol doesn't mean the matters of the gadol. It means davar kasha. It means a difficult matter. Atom or davar kasha, or you know, ela dvar shel gadol. Now you'll say no. Maybe you're going to say no. It means the matters of the big man. No, but kishu omer. But go back. What does the Torah actually say? Moshe Rabbeinu calls it a davar kasha. It's a davar kasha yavinu Moshe. The hard things they should bring to Moshe. Hare davar kasha mor. So you see, it's a reference to davar kasha, not a davar dvar of shel gadol. Is the correct answer? No. Yehuda amar ki aitan avada barahava is following what we find in Ebraisa. The time we learned in Ebraisa, davar gadol, when Yisro says all the big matters should be brought to you, and you, Moshe, are like 71, means dvar of shel gadol, the matters of the kohen gadol. At omer dvar of shel gadol, you're saying the matters of the kohen gadol. Maybe it means the difficult matters. Kishu Omer, when the pasuk continues on to say, as a davar akasha, the hard things they brought to Moshe, hare davar kasha amur, so that's already referring to the hard things. Amani mekayim davar gadol, what does the pasuk mean when it says the big matters? It means dvar of shel gadol, it means the matters of the big person. The high tana, now the first braisa, the thought that both psukim are referring to Davar kasha trei krei lameli. So why do you need to have two psukim saying that the hard things go to Moshe? So chad l'tzava ba'amal, one was the proposal, the chad la'asiyah, the other is what was actually carried out. The idach and the other tana will tell you, im kain, if so lichtov, the pasuk should use the same word, o gadol gadol, either both in the proposal and in the carrying out, it should use the word matters of the big, o kasha kasha, or in both it should use the word matters that are hard, my gadol or my kasha. Why does the pasuk first talk about big matters and then talk about hard matters? Shema Aminah, that's saying both things. It's saying both the matters of the big person and the matters that are hard go to Moshe Rabbeinu, or go to the court of 71. Boy, Rabbi Lazar now asked the following question. If you say all the matters of the Kohen Gadol go to the court of 71 judges, what about if the ox of the Kohen Gadol kills somebody? Because what did we learn? We learn that if an ox kills someone, the ox is judged by 23 judges. Why? Because the Torah says, Gam ba'al avyumas, the owner of the killing ox, should die. It can't be. The owner can't die, right? If it's his ox that did something, it can't be that he dies. So it means that the same way he would die is the way his ox dies. His ox, he dies in 23, his ox will die in 23. But the Kohen Gadol wouldn't die in 23, he would die in 71. So if the ox of the Kohen Gadol kills, does he have to be judged by the Sanhedrin HaGadol? So by Rabbi Elazar, asked, Shorosh al Kohen Gadol, the Kama, if the Kohen Gadol's ox goes and kills someone, how many judges do you need? Do we say, Mises had Bailam di David Aminan Le? Do we compare the ox to the death of its owner? So it needs 71. Or maybe we compare the ox to the death of owners, so it needs 23. Abaya says, Midukame Bayale, Shoro, if you have the question about the ox that kills, that means that if it's a question of, let's say, an ox that gores, an ox that causes damage, it's obvious you only need three. So, in a second, Pshita, of course you should only need three. So, I said, no, mine, maybe not. Now, the Temur of Foto say, since it says all the matters of the big one, I would think it means all the matters of the big one. His financial matters also go to the court of 71. Kamash Malan, so that teaches you that in matters of money, that doesn't go to 71. That goes to 3. Okay, so that's an interesting point. The matters of money go to 3. What about the ox that kills? The Gemara doesn't give us an answer. All right, then, another law of when we need 71. To decide to go out to war. We can't take people out to wage war unless we have the approval of the 71 judges. Now, what type of a war? We're talking about an optional war, a war for financial reasons.
Is that with a king or without a king?
Well, with a king. You always need a king to go to war.
So the king needs permission?
The king needs permission of the 71 judges.
Mixing religion and politics together?
In Judaism, there was never a division of religion and state. That's clear. How do we know this, that you need a court of 71 judges? Amar Bavo answered Amar Krux, the pasuk says that when Moshe ordained Yoshua, he told him, Alifnei Elazar HaKohen Yamod, he is to stand before Elazar the priest, namely the Kohen Gadol. And based on his word, they will go out. Based on his word, they will come in. Who's a Yoshua? Who's that melech? Right, so he will stand. He will stand as a reference to Yoshua. As a reference to the king has to stand. V'chol b'nei Yisraelito with all the Jewish people with him. Zeh Meshulach Melchama. That's the Kohen who is anointed to, you know, give the right inspiring message to get people to go out to war. V'chol ha'eder with the whole community. Zeh Sanhedrin together with the Sanhedrin. 71 judges. Maybe the pasuk is not saying that we ask the Sanhedrin whether it's a good idea to go out to war, but rather that whenever the Sanhedrin wants to ask something, they need to go to, whenever the Urim Vatumim want to be used, it has to be the Sanhedrin that's using it, because the Urim Vatumim should only be giving answers on national issues. All right, so that's not the right pasuk. Ella, the source that we need a Sanhedrin, is from the pasuk that we're going to find in regards to David HaMelech. And now first we have the lesson of that pasuk, and then we'll get to the pasuk. Yeah, Rav Ach bar Bizna, Rav Shimon Chasita, Rav Ach bar Bizna said in the name of Rav Shimon the Pious. Kinora Yatalu Lemalim Mitaso Shul David. There was a harp hanging on top of the bed of David HaMelech. Came a Chigia Chatzos Halayla. Once in the middle of the night would arrive Chatzos Ruach Tzvonus Min Hashemes Bo. The northern wind would blow in the harp. Vayimenagin Me'elav, and the harp used to play music on its own. Yadia David Omid, and that would wake David HaMelech up. Then he would be involved in Torah until the morning. Once there's a little light, once there's morning, the sages of Israel would enter. They would tell him, our master the king, your nation Israel need food, they need livelihood. And he would say, okay, so go do business with each other. They would say to him, Amrulo, a little bit is not going to fill a lion. You know, there's only a little, there's a small GDP. We can't satisfy our needs within ourselves. If you dig a pit, and then you take the dirt out of that pit and try to put it back into the pit, you're not going to fill up the pit. A pit never gets filled up from its own dirt. So David would tell them, okay, so go to war against your locals. Go to war against the people next to you. Yad Sayotz and Achitofel, they would take advice from Achitofel, David HaMelech's brilliant advisor. Nimlachim b'Sanhedrin, they would get permission from the 71 judges. Then v'Sholem b'Urim v'Tumim, then they would ask and get approval from the Kohen Gadol, from the Urim v'Tumim that are on his chest. Rav Yosef, said, Maikra, what's this pasuk? The pasuk says, V'acharei Achitofel, after the advice of Achitofel, b'Nayo ben Yehoyada, Dev Yasar, the Sartzav Alamelech Yoav, and the general of war Yoav. Achitofel Zayowitz, that's the advisor. The advice of Achitofel that he would give is as good as asking God. Benoyo Ben Yoyada was the head of the Sanhedrin, so Zu Sanhedrin, that's the asking the Sanhedrin for their approval. Ev Yatzar is the Urim V'Tumim. He was the Kohen Gadol. That's asking the Urim V'Tumim for approval. V'chein Omer, as the pasuk says, V'nayo ben Yehoyada, ala kresi v'ala plesi. That V'nayo ben Yehoyada was even greater than the kresi and plesi. In other words, he's greater than the Urim V'Tumim were called kresi and plesi. Lama Nikra, you know, he's asked first, and then the Urim V'Tumim are asked. Lama Nikra Shman kresi plesi. Why are they called kresi plesi? Kresi, shekars, and devrayim. The word kresi is from the word kares, to cut. The Urim V'Tumim give a very definite answer. Uplesi, and wondrous, shemuflan ma'aseim. It's all through a miracle of the stones lighting up. It's a wondrous, decisive answer. Yachakach, and after that, Sarat Zavala Melech Yoav, the general of war, Yoav. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ravada. Rabbi Yitzchak son of Ravada said, "I'm Miladu." Say, "I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi." Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said, "My cry, what's the pasuk that the harp would wake up David?" The pasuk says, "Ura Kvodi, arouse my soul, wake up my soul. Ura Hanevel, arouse the harp. V'chinar, the lyre and the harp. Wake up the lyre and the harp. Ira Shachar, I will wake up the morning. I'll be up before morning." All right, another use of 71 judges, to add to Yerushalayim, or to add to the size of the Beis HaMikdash, to make one of the courtyards of the Beis HaMikdash bigger. You'd need the court of 71 judges. You know what I mean? How do we know this? Rav Simi Bar Chiya, Rav Simi Bar Chiya answered, Amar Kot, the pasuk says, K'chol asher ani ma'ariah oscha, you are to make the Mishkan, like all that I'm showing you, Estavnis HaMishkan, the form of the Mishkan, and the form of all its utensils, and the key word is v'chein tasu, and so you shall make it. In other words, any time in the future that you want to make another Aron, or you want to expand the Beis HaMikdash, you want to make a Mishkan, you have to do it like now. Now, who built the Mishkan? Moshe, Aron, and Bezalel. What's Moshe's status? 71. That means you need the 71 to build the Mishkan, to add to the Mishkan. Masiv Rava, Rava challenged this. We learned in a Braisa. All the utensils that Moshe made, what made them consecrated and holy was the oil of the Shemen HaMishcha, when the special anointing oil was smeared over them, that's what made them holy. But after Moshe Rabbeinu, if you make a holy utensil, what makes them holy is their service. So what's the Gemara's question? I thought v'chein tasu, the same way you made it, that's the way you'll always make it. But here you're making it differently. Here you're sanctifying it through the service, not sanctifying it through the oil. You're not putting the oil on it to make it holy in the future times. So v'amai, why is this so? Neima, why don't we say v'chein tasu l'doros habayim, that future generations should be done like the Mishkan, and that all holy objects should need consecration through the oil of Shemen HaMishcha. Answer the Gemara, Shani Hassam, in terms of the utensils, it's different. Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Vayim Shachem, and he smeared them, Vayakadesh Osam, and he sanctified them. So that's to say the following, Osam, those, them, the utensils of Moshe, B'Meshicha, have to be smeared with the oil to be consecrated. But that's to imply the others, things that aren't them, the Lulodoros from Mashiach, and future generations, you don't need to consecrate them with the oil, just the service is what consecrates them. So the Gemara says, why? Vayma, why don't you suggest, Osam b'Mashiach, those vessels needed to be consecrated with the olive, with the oil of Shemana Mishcha, Ulodoros, but in the future, Ibn Mashiach, Ibavoda, you have an option of olive, of the oil of Shemana Mishcha or the service. Rav Papa answered, Amar Krak, because the Pasuk says, they will take all the utensils of service, Asher Yishar Suvam Bakodesh, that they will work with them in the holy. Hakas of Tlon B'Sheiris. The Pasuk is saying that the working is what makes them holy. So Gemara says, 1 second. Ela Osam Lamali. So then why did the Pasuk say, Vayim Shachem, and he smeared them and he consecrated them? Why say them? So Gemara answers like this: Ilav Osam. If I didn't have the word of Osam of only them, have Amin Lidoros b'Mashiach uvavod. I would have thought that in future generations you need to do both. You need to do oil and service. Oil because you have to do like you did originally, and service because of the later verse. Taksev v'chein tasu, because the Torah says, "And you shall do the way you did originally." Kaser Rachmana Osam. That's what the Torah says. Those were with oil. Osam b'Mashiach, those, the original ones, were with oil, v'lodoros b'Mashiach, but the future generations are not going to need the oil to consecrate them. It is the service that consecrates them. The Mishnah is listing all sorts of areas of law which require 71 judges. Another area of law, v'ein osam sanhedros l'shvatim, to appoint the 23 judges. For a tribe, you need 71 judges. And how do we know that the Sanhedrin Agadol appoints the smaller Sanhedrin? Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who appoints the other judges. Judges for 10, judges for 100, judges for 1,000. Moshe b'makom shivim v'chad, kite Moshe is equal to 71. Tanya Rabbanim lived in a braisa. Minayin shema aminin shoftim li Yisrael. How do we know that we have to appoint judges as the head of all of the Jews, the 71? Tamalom, that's what the pasuk says. Shoftim titen, you shall appoint judges. V'shotrim liYisrael, how do we know that we have to appoint executives who will carry out the rulings of the judges? Minayin, tamalom, that's what the pasuk says. Shoftim titen, appoint policemen. Shoftim l'chol shevet v'shevet minayin. How do we know that every tribe needs its group of judges? Tamalom, shoftim l'shvatecha. That's what the Torah says. Judges for your tribes. Shoftim l'chol shevet v'shevet minayin. How do we know that every court of 23 needs policemen? Tamalom, shoftim l'shvatecha. It says policemen to your judge, to your tribes. Shoftim l'chol yir v'yir minayin. How do we know that we need 23 judges for every city? Tamalom, that's what the pasuk says. Shoftim l'sharecha, judges for your gates. Shoftim l'chol yir v'yir minayin. How do we know that we need policemen for every city? Tamalom, shoftim l'sharecha, policemen in your gates. Rabbi Yehuda says, Echad memuna al kulan. And there's one Sanhedrin Agadol appointing all these other Sanhedrins, all these other judges. And as it says, Titein Lecha, you shall place for yourself. It's in your hands, Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's the Sanhedrin Agadol who takes the place of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Lishvatecha v'shaftu. From the Pasuk says, to your tribes and they shall judge. Mitzvah b'shevet ladon eshifto. That means there's a mitzvah in every tribe to go to the judges of his tribe. And they can't switch forums. The people of Shimon who have a dispute should not be going to the judges of Yehuda. You have to be judged by your tribe. Another law where we need 71 judges. You can't make a city of 71 judges, which is worshipping idols, have the status of Yerni Dachas, except by the 71 judges.
immediately, how do we know this? I'm Rabbi Bar Yosef. I'm Rabbi Oshir. Rabbi Bar Yosef says the name of Rabbi Oshir. The Amar Kut, because the pasuk says, "Vot say so say Yishahu or say Yishai, you should take out that man or that woman to your gate." Ishvi Isha, if it's only a man or a woman, at the motzi lishvat lisharecha, you take it to your gate to the 23 judges. Viatamotzi kol yirkul lisharecha, but if it's not a man or a woman, if it's an entire city, it doesn't go to your gate. It doesn't go to the 23 judges. It goes to the next level. 71 judges. Then the Mishnah listed a bunch of laws about Irni Dachas. He knows an Irni Dachas Pesfat. We can't make a border city into an Irni Dachas. My time, why? Answers the Gemara. The Pasuk says, Mikir Becha, from your midst. Amar Achmana, Velo Menasfar, not from the border. Velo Shalosh, and we can't make three cities in a row into an Irni Dachas. Because the Pasuk says, Achas. Because the Pasuk says, one city. Avalos and Achas Ushtayim. But he can make one or two. Why two? It said achas, tchsiv arecha, because it says your cities. Your cities is plural, that could be two. Tanar Rabbanu Linten Abraisa, achas, the Torah says one, that implies only achas. A single city can be made into an irni. Achas v'lo shalosh, not three cities in a row. Atom achas v'lo shalosh, you're saying one city, but not three in a row. Oeinu el achas v'lo shtayim, maybe it's one and not two in a row. Kishu omer, but since it says arecha, your cities, aresh tayim omer, that implies you could have two. Amani mikayim achas. Why did it say one? Achas v'loshosh to say one, but not three. Zimnin amar Rav bevezin echa. Sometimes Rav said this law is with this court. In other words, these 71 judges can only make one or two cities into Irni Dachas. But if they die and another group took their place, you can have a third city as Irni Dachas. Udein osin. Habishnayim u'shlosha bati din. If you have multiple different bati din, osin, you can make three cities. Even the third city in a row can be made into Irni Dachas. But sometimes Rav said, "Afilu b'shnayim b'shlosha batei din lo olamein osin." Even if it's now different judges, it's a new court. They can't make the third city in a row into an irni dachas. My time of the Rav, what's the reason of Rav? Mishum karacha, because it's going to be create a bald spot in Eretz Yisrael. It's going to have a part of Eretz Yisrael that's ruined and desolate that we can't do. Amrish Lakish Rishlakish said, Lo Shanu, this lady can't make three cities in a row into an Irni Dachas. That's only true. El Bamakom Echad, in the same place, in the Galil, in Yehuda. Av B'Shnayim Shloshim Makomos, but if they're in different places, one's over here, one's over there, two or three different places, you can make three Irni Dachas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Osin, you can't even make when they're scattered around, Mishum Karacha, because it would be too much of a bald spot in Eretz Yisrael. It's a very interesting point. We're going to see that Irni Dachas is very hard to apply it. The Gemara says later that some say it never happened. You can't make three cities up into Irni Dachas in Eretz Yisrael. You can make two. You can go in Achas B'Yehuda v'Achas B'Galil. One in Yehuda and one in the Galil. Aval Shtayim B'Yehuda, Shtayim B'Galil. But even two in Yehuda, two in the Galil, ain't osin, you can't do it. Usmucha l'sfar, and if it's next to a border, afilu achas ein osin, you can't make it. My time, or why? Why can't you make the city and the border into near nidachas? Shema yishmu nachrim. Maybe the non-Jews who are our neighbors are going to hear, and they're going to come in there, and then v'yachpivu is Eretz Yisrael. They'll destroy Eretz Yisrael. That's why the Lubavitcher Rebbe felt that this Gemara is the source that the land of Israel should never give away Yehuda and Shomron. Because that'll be a svar, that's the border. Once you make the border empty, the enemy comes in, and then they'll come in and destroy the entire land. Mm-hmm. Why do you need this reasoning? Why don't you just say that the Torah says, from your midst, not from the border? And so the Gemara, that is the reason, it's the pasuk. But we're now giving the reason for the pasuk. Rabbi Shimon, he did darish time at the kra. This is Rabbi Shimon who will explain the reason of a verse.